Recording has started.
Hello, my name is Eva Hernandez, and I'm a field organizer with MoveOn.org. This August could go down in history as a make-or-break moment. America's healthcare and energy challenges are only becoming more urgent, and Congress has taken the first big steps towards passing major legislation aimed at solving these problems. In this tumultuous moment, members of Congress are home the entire month during their annual August recess. So that's why MoveOn is launching Real Voices for Change, a month-long push to make sure that wherever senators and representatives go, we're there to remind them that their constituents want real change on healthcare and energy. Important votes on healthcare will come as soon as Congress returns to Washington in September, so there's no time to waste. As we've all seen, right-wing extremists have been crashing events all over the country, trying to dominate the national debate. But MoveOn members won't let them succeed. We have a real message to bring to Congress and to the country with our August campaign, Real Voices for Change. At healthcare town halls in particular, we need to make sure that our representatives in Congress know that constituents are counting on them to pass healthcare reform with a real public health insurance option. That's key to expanding coverage and helping us bring down costs for everyone. So our goal at these meetings is to make sure public support for the public health insurance option is strong and visible, to remind Congress and the media that we, along with 83% of Americans, want a real public health insurance option in healthcare reform. We have the numbers on our side, but our representatives won't know it unless we all show up, and we need to be prepared ahead of time to make sure our message is heard. So for the next few minutes, I'll go through some tips on how to be most effective when attending a town hall event. If there's one thing to remember, it's just to stay grounded in our message and our goals. We must set a calm tone and deliver a coherent message. It's our job to reach our representatives, to reach the media, and the broader public. Our job is to make sure that the issues are the story. When the story is about the issues, we win. So take a deep breath if you need to. Don't react or allow yourself to be thrown off by attempted disruptions. We need to take this opportunity to take the higher ground and show our representatives that we are rational and respectful in communicating a view, and the rest of the public is with us. So here are some tips. Before the town hall, number one, recruit, recruit, recruit. It needs to be obvious to everyone, including the press, that we represent the majority. If you want to help with recruitment, contact the host of your event or your local MoveOn Council coordinator. Don't stop at email. Make recruitment calls or even assemble a recruitment call party. This is our most effective way to build big turnout. Number two, prepare a message. Think through your own story about the need for healthcare reform and read about MoveOn's healthcare campaign's main messages. Be really clear about the one main point you want to make if the media approaches you. Also, if you can, make a sign to hold up with a clear message. So that's what to do before the town hall. Now let's talk about what should happen on the day of the town hall. Number one, first, arrive early, 2 hours early if possible. When you arrive, find the MoveOn hosts who will be set up to greet you, give you signs, and tell you what to expect. Number two, if you're inside the town hall, fill in the front rows if possible. Sign up to ask questions or raise your hand to ask one of the first questions. And don't be shy. The first questions set the tone for the whole event and are often what the media covers the most. Number three, if you are outside of the town hall, be calm and set a calm tone for all the progressives at the town hall. Avoid feeding into the confrontational atmosphere that our opposition might be attempting to create. Again, take deep breaths if you have to. Number four, even though we should stay calm, it's also crucial that we be very visible. So make sure you have people holding signs where a TV camera is likely to be focused. So think about the photo that we want in the newspaper the next, and then try to organize yourselves so you create that image. And number five, when you see the media, don't wait for them to approach you. Direct them to prepared spokespeople. Or if you're prepared to speak, stay on your prepared message. When reporters ask questions that focus on right-wing disruptions, don't take the bait. Just refocus and re-say your positive message. So now I will briefly go through a few additional tips for the MoveOn members who are actually hosting or taking the lead on organizing around a town hall. So before the event, the most fundamental steps that hosts should take before the town hall include, one, work with other members to recruit as many people as possible to attend, and ask everyone to try to arrive early, up to 2 hours if possible. Number two, prepare plenty of big signs. This is key for visibility. We can't expect that all people will bring their own, so have plenty of extra ones on hand. And number three, have a plan for media. Assign 3 to 5 people to speak with the reporters and make sure they are fully prepared. And then some other important steps that hosts should take before town halls include scout the location. So you want to get familiar with the venue beforehand. You want to determine the best spots for visibility to plan for where to encourage progressives to stand. Think about contingency plans so you can be flexible depending on where our opposition is standing and how many people we have on our side. Pick a place to meet MoveOn members before the event and be sure to tell them where to find you. You want to contact friendly members of Congress beforehand and let them know that you're organizing to make sure our side is heard and to make sure the event is positive. And one last tip is to organize a team of volunteers whose responsibility is to stand on the edges of the group of MoveOn members and other progressives. So these volunteers should focus on letting MoveOn members know where to stand for the best visibility and to de-escalate any conflicts that might arise. They can all plan to wear the same color or have some other way to be identified. So those tips were for hosts before the town hall. Now I'll go over some tips for hosts for the day of the town hall. Arrive 2 hours early with a group of volunteers. Then when you arrive, you want to set up a table or a central place to greet participants with signs to distribute and be ready to prepare people by telling them what to expect. Remember, we don't need to exaggerate the conflict that we expect to arise. The most important thing is to let people know that our goal is to stay calm and focused on our message and to make sure that we are seen and heard in a calm and clear fashion. Outside the venue, claim the best spots for visibility and signs. Then the prepared team of volunteers can get situated, ready to keep progressives and together and to de-escalate any conflicts that might arise. So remember, it's important to refocus MoveOn members away from conflict and onto each other and our message. If progressives can get inside the town hall, make sure to guide MoveOn members to fill in the front rows and ask the first questions when the town hall begins. Now, I just want to reiterate some key points for everyone listening. For every MoveOn member or progressive participating in town hall events, if there's one thing to remember, it's to stay grounded in our message and our goals. We must set a calm tone and deliver a coherent message. Our job is to reach our representatives, the media, and the broader public. Our job is to make sure that the issues are the story. When the story is about the issues, we win. So take a deep breath if you need to. Don't react or allow yourself to be thrown off by attempted disruptions, but do make sure your message gets through by asking questions, having big signs, being visible, and seeking out reporters. We need to take this opportunity to take the high ground and show our representatives that we are rational and respectful in communicating a view, and the rest of the public is with us. Stick to your prepared message and don't be reactive to attempted disruptions. Remember, we are moving toward historic progressive changes. We stand for the mainstream majority position. Let's keep moving forward to solve the problems of our time. If you have further questions about hosting or participating in Real Voices for Change this August, contact us at augustrecess@moveon.org. Good luck and thanks for all you do.